I suppose Love's Your Band really is, it's a business-led entity, and it's funded by businesses that operate within the defined business improvement district boundary. So that's basically the town centre. Each business pays a levy, and the funds are collected are used to deliver additional benefits and services over and above those at local government level. So, it's about trying to improve Strabane. It's about trying to give the businesses support and try and benefit the businesses and the residents and visitors, and just, I suppose, improve the local trading environment. So the businesses pay a very, very small percentage levy from their rates, which goes towards funding Love's Strabane. And basically, we would have a budget of about 90,000 per year from the levies, and that's I suppose additional 40,000 then from council to help as well. So overall, we have about 130,000 a year for our budget. We have developed a new business plan for 2026 to 2031, and it incorporates, I suppose, five different pillars. And the pillars are, Love It. So that's about promoting Strabane and its businesses. And it tries to deliver marketing campaigns, digital growth, business showcases, and the Love Strabane gift card expansion of the, the shop local culture. And then our second pillar would be Grow It. So that's about driving investment and reducing vacancy in the town. And I suppose that the aim there is to try and deliver, filling the empty units, attracting new businesses, landlord engagement, and exploring funding for the improvement of derelict buildings, and basically having a stronger town centre offering for, businesses that maybe would like to come and set up in Strabane. The third pillar then is Shape It. So that's about influencing the future of the town. So strong business voice, in the £140 million investment that's coming to Strabane at the minute. And it's about communicating everything to do with that, and I suppose maximising the opportunities for trade. Then we have Support It, which is really about supporting businesses to succeed. And so what that tries to deliver is advocacy, lobbying, networking partnerships, parking initiatives. For example, we get work with the council and try and get free parking around Christmas time to help with, increasing the footfall in Strabane, and rather than people from Strabane going to shopping in other towns. And again, about exploring the town-wide app that we have. And the final pillar then is Live It. It's about creating a vibrant destination. For example, holding events, improving the footfall, improved lighting and signage, murals, festive activity around Christmas, and then trying to grow the evening economy in Strabane. So that's basically a brief outline of, what Love Strabane does for the town centre.
And for an area which is rebounding and growing after some tricky economic times, how important is it to have long-term planning like this?
Well, it's very, very important, to have some sort of idea of, I suppose, looking at where you are now, looking where you want to go to, and, more importantly, is how you're going to get there. So, this is what this business plan clearly sets out of how we're going to try and achieve our aims and objectives for the next 5 years.
And businesses are invited to sort of make contributions. What are some of the things you've been hearing earlier this year? I know there were concerns around things like business rates and parking within the town. What other concerns do business leaders have?
Well, I mean, I suppose it's, the shortage of, cash, for customers. And, what we're trying to do is to try and give the businesses, a better opportunity by promoting Strabane and promoting and trying to, really promote people to shop local. It's a difficult time for everyone involved at the minute with the cost of living crisis. And I suppose the mechanism that we have is, to try and, grow footfall by all the initiatives that we have on our business plan.
And just finally, if anyone wanted to find out any more information about Loughstraman and the ballot, where can they find that?
Well, you know, if they just go in and Google Loughstraman, it'll take you to the website and all the information will be there. It's also on the council's website, www.derrystraban.com. So there's plenty of mechanisms there for and opportunities to find out what it's all about. And the business plans and everything is on there. I suppose the biggest challenge we have now at the moment is that we have a ballot now. This, the bid works in 5-year cycles. And so we're in our 5th year now, and we're having a ballot on the 15th of October. And it's very important that we try and encourage the businesses to vote yes. Every business will have the opportunity because, you know, what a yes vote will mean is that there's continued investment focused solely on the Strabane Town Centre. There'll be a strong united business voice influencing key decisions and a dedicated town centre manager working on their behalf. There'll also be ongoing marketing, promotion and digital campaigns, continued operation of the Loughstraban gift card, support to attract new businesses and fill the vacancy that we have in the units, and to support business advice, training and engagement. Also, it'll help with events and animations to increase the footfall, you know, especially at times around Easter, Halloween and Christmas. And it'll also enhance the town centre improvement and experience. A vibrant and coordinated festival programme is, you know, very, very important because it's the biggest time for retailers and want to help them maximise that. But I suppose, you know, on the flip side of that, if we get a no vote, you know, there'll be no more coordinated marketing or promotion of Strabane, no Loughstraban gift card scheme, no dedicated town centre manager, no festive campaigns, no structured business support, no collective business voice representing their interests, and no influence over the delivery of the £140 million investment projects that are currently coming to Strabane. So we would just encourage everybody to vote yes. I mean, that's a win-win for everyone.